4月19日，少数族裔媒体服务机构 EMS 举办网上会议，主题是学生债务减免及其影响。在美国，学生债务是仅次于抵押贷款的第二大消费信贷形式，如今超过4500万人欠下近 1.7 万亿美元。每26秒就有一名学生贷款借款人拖欠贷款，有些人可能一生都负债累累，有时甚至到了老年也无法还清。这也影响到社会经济文化的进步以及性别和种族不平等。过去几年，拜登政府试图放松和扩大由奥巴马政府发起的学生债务减免计划，并取得了一些成功，但不断面临共和党各州的法律挑战。这些州已叫停了2021年推出的一项广泛计划，有的州威胁2021年推出的减免计划受阻。
You know, like we've been talking about, I think that, you know, we're seeing some solutions that have been making a really big difference to borrowers, and I think that we have to acknowledge that. But until we see actual structural, meaningful reform to the entire system, you know, we're going to be stuck in this cycle of debt for a long time, which is not a good place for young people to get started.
拜登政府4月8日公布新的学生贷款减免计划，以下任何一类人都可以申请减免：一、利息已超过了最初借款金额的人；二、已经符合现有计划下的学生贷款减免条件但尚未申请的人；三、至少在20年前开始还款的人；四、参加了低经济价值项目的人，导致学生负债但没有良好的就业前景；五、遭遇财务困境的人。
Significant actions from Washington D.C. and from the federal government to try and address the student debt crisis.But the effect of many of those actions has been borrowers are very confused about whether or not they will be receiving student loan forgiveness, what the parameters are and who is eligible for what type of relief, what the consequences are for non-payment or being not able to make monthly payments as many borrowers are facing right now, and what the future holds, especially in an election year,depending on whether the administration changes over after November.
拜登政府新的学生贷款减免计划仍面临法律挑战和程序阻碍，学生贷款问题的解决之路仍充满不确定性。专家担忧的是，11月份举行大选后，如出现政府更迭，学生债务减免计划将可能无法实施。